Animals on the Ark. Here, kitty, kitty.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-upholding ministry of Answers in Genesis. So, Ken, are you saying that Noah had to call all the animals to get them on board the ark?
Well, Mark, it wasn't quite like that. You know, the answer is found in Genesis 6, which says, "Of fowls after their kind, cattle after their kind, every creeping thing on the earth after its kind, two of every sort shall come to you to keep them alive." This verse tells us that Noah didn't have to search for the animals, or even call them to board the ark. They just arrived two by two, as though they were called by some kind of homing instinct. You know, while this can't be explained by our understanding of nature, it's certainly not a problem for an infinite creator. But even today, there are many astounding things we don't understand about animal behavior, which we see in God's creation. Just think of the amazing abilities of Canadian geese when they migrate, the remarkable flights of monarch butterflies, or the annual migration of whales. You just can't understand these things apart from a supernatural creator. You know, when we consider the flood of Noah's day, you can't separate God's supernatural power from all that happened. He was in total control. After all, he's the master designer.
Does Ken Ham also believe that dinosaurs were on Noah's Ark? He'll give you the eye-opening answer in his free booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? It's available on our popular website, answersradio.com. Next time you're in front of your computer, go to answersradio.com.